Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Hello, and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from a listener, and it says, we are about to move across the country, and I'm wondering what are the steps we need to take to, quote, make friends, unquote, and help the kids do the same. We intended on staying where we are for their entire childhood, but it didn't work out that way. Now at 10, 11, and 14, they are all being uprooted, and I feel really guilty. What are some ways you can suggest for them to break into the already formed groups that I'm sure their new schools will have? Also, it will be a very strange dynamic because in the fall, I will have one in high school, one in middle school, and one in elementary school. Send help. I wanted to answer this question because I made a big move with my kids while they were school aged. And also I have kids almost exactly the same age, 14, 13, and 12. And so actually my oldest kid is 15. I'll get that straight someday, but I have a high schooler, elementary schooler, and a middle schooler. So I think with a move, I looked up a bunch of articles. I think you should Google tips for moving with kids. I saw a lot of interesting stuff. It was funny. A lot of them were from moving companies. Who knew moving companies had blogs where they give you advice about how to deal with your kids and moving? I didn't. But I saw some interesting stuff on there. But then I decided, some of these tips are useful. But rather than go through them, I'm going to speak about my own experience. Because I think the biggest thing, and you'll hear a lot, like prep the kids for the move. I'm sure you're doing that. Two things that really helped. Reach out to the community you're moving to. If you can find, I happened to be moving back close to my hometown, so I had a little more access to people, but I didn't really know anyone. So I had to do this a little bit for myself, although I had some tentacles, I would say, that went out from my hometown to the area that I moved to. Reach out if you can beforehand and see if you can make some connections before you go. I did this when I moved to my new town, and one of the people who was a friend of someone I randomly reconnected with from college who happened to be friends with my real estate agent, and so I found her on Facebook, very random connection, is still my closest friend in my new town. I was a blind date, and it worked out great, and we're still really good friends. So I would definitely suggest any way you can reach out. You may reach out through the school and say, if your kid plays soccer, is there a soccer group and a Facebook group? And see what connections you can make. The easiest one to do this for is going to be your elementary schooler. Two of my kids' friends are people who reached out. The teacher reached out to whatever group we have, you know, Facebook group or whatever group that they have, portal, and said, we have a new kid coming in and this is their name. I reached out to the teacher. I said, hey, shoot me that mom's email and I will have the kid over for a play date because people did that for us when we were moving. It doesn't mean that kid is going to be your kid's new best friend, but it can be helpful to have one familiar face when they're walking in. Anything like that you can set up in advance will help, I think, soften the real new kid weirdness for your kids. Anyone you can meet in advance. If you have the summer before the move, sign them up for camp. If it's soccer camp, lean into the activities they're already doing. So like they're good at soccer, they should take the school soccer camp before school. Then they're going to know familiar faces when they walk in, and there's always going to be new kids at camp. So it's not quite such cold water. If there's a town camp, sign the elementary school or up for it over the summer. That way they have familiar faces. Another tip that I would say is when I moved, I was moving from California to New York, big, big move. It was a new town for me. It was in the area that I had grown up in, but I didn't know anyone at all in the town. And it was quite lonely. And I remember probably 6 or 8 weeks in, we live in the suburbs of New York City. I knew friends in New York City. I said to my husband completely seriously, oh, I guess we're just going to be friends with our friends in the city and our kids will just go to school here, because I hadn't made any friends and I'm a pretty extroverted person and I was talking to people, but I felt very much outside of what was going on in the town and very not unincluded, like people were not including me, but just I felt, and I had kind of taken a lot of the tips. I joined one of the like community activity groups. I was trying to join stuff. I went to like a dinner that was sponsored by somebody. And I just was sort of so square peggy. I could not find my people and my place. And I really had a moment of thinking like, well, this is just not going to work out. I wasn't that freaked out about it because I was like, we have other friends and I have family around. Like, I guess we don't really need friends in the town. It'll be fine. We'll just send our kids. I think it's easier for the kids, honestly. Kids will make friends in a new environment. Look up those tips. Follow a couple of the tips I talked about. For yourself, I would mark 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and 1 year on the calendar. And assess at 3 months how it's going. Are you finding friends on the soccer sidelines? Is it feeling natural? Or do you have to do a little bit of work to seek it out? The reason I say put the times on the calendar is because I think it can feel in the way that it did for me, like we've been here forever and we still don't have friends and it's not going well. And it can feel this way maybe for that teenager as well. We've been here forever and it's terrible. And in fact, it may take a year to feel like you're really part of a fabric of a new town. And so I would be kind of conscious with yourself and with any child that's struggling with the transition to say, hey, let's wait 3 months before we make any judgments about how it's going and how the town's going. And until then, we're going to do lots of fun things at a family, have family dinner nights. We're going to like keep each other afloat. And then at 3 months, we'll see how it's going. 3 months, you kind of assess it. Maybe you've started to form some new friendships. Things are looking exciting. Maybe on some fronts, some people are doing great. Some people are struggling. We assess it. Next up, it's 6 months. And then you really have some markers. So it doesn't feel like you're just lost in this morass of this stinks. We're not happy. This move was a huge mistake. And we've been here all this time and it's not working. And I think lots of good conversations about it. How's it going? I think the kids are going to be fine. I think for the grownups, it'll take a little bit longer, but just keep seeking out those connections. I've now been in my town for, gosh, almost 10 years, I bet. Can't imagine being anywhere else. And I hope that is your experience as well. I hope that helps. If you have a question for myself or Amy, you can ask them on our Facebook group, facebook.com/whatfreshhellcast. groups/whatfreshhellcast. You can send them to info@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. You can go to our website and record a question that we could play on the podcast. So many exciting ways to ask your questions. Please do, and you may hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us